With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Consumer confidence is down this month as President Trump hopes to boost the economy, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Fighting inflation was a key factor in Donald Trump's election victory, but early polling shows concern among Americans that the administration isn't focused enough on lowering prices. And a new report from the University of Michigan shows consumer confidence fell nearly 10% in February. The drop suggests the public is worried about the impact of the president's threatened tariffs on imported goods. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican lawmakers in both chambers are set to begin voting soon on legislation wanting to arrange of Biden-era rules, teeing up their first major step toward rolling back the previous administration's regulatory agenda.
The Senate is gearing up to begin considering Congressional Review Act resolutions in the coming weeks that would undo rules on bank mergers, methane emissions, and other matters. The Senate's top targets include a pair of resolutions introduced by Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana that would overturn a rule from the Treasury Department's Office of the Comptroller of the Currency that put new restrictions on bank mergers, and a regulation from the Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management requiring oil and gas companies to submit archaeological reports to the agency before beginning offshore drilling, respectively. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meanwhile, overseas, German opposition leader Friedrich Merz's conservatives are on course for a lackluster victory today in a national election where Alternative for Germany nearly doubled its support, the strongest showing for a more conservative party since World War II. Merz says he is aware of the dimension of the task he faces and says it will not be easy. Meanwhile, the Vatican is reporting that Pope Francis remains in critical condition and blood tests indicate early kidney failure, but he remains alert and, quote, well-oriented today. This is SRN News. The Chinese government is warning Christian churches they must toe the line or face the consequences. A recent statement by a Communist Party leader says, quote, comprehensive and strict governance of religion must continue, improving self-education, management, and discipline within religious circles. The government wants all expressions of faith to be sinicized, meaning they have to be brought in line with traditional Chinese culture and made subservient to Beijing. Persecution of Christians in China is on the rise. President Trump has signed an executive order that aims to help people hoping to expand their families through in vitro fertilization by reducing costs for the procedure. These costs can now range from $12,000 to $25,000 per cycle. Mr. Trump's order instructs the Assistant to the President for Domestic Policy to give the President a list of policy recommendations on protecting IVF access and, quote, aggressively reducing costs. Some pro-life advocates oppose IVF. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is restoring jobs for fired National Park Service employees.
They're also hiring nearly 3,000 additional seasonal workers following an uproar over an aggressive plan to downsize the agency. At least 50 jobs are being restored. That's according to two people familiar with the agency plans who spoke on condition of anonymity. The Park Service also said it will hire up to 7,700 seasonal positions this year. That's up from about 5,000 promised earlier this week. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 23rd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including College Football Hall of Famer Tom Osborne. He is 88 years old. Actor Peter Fonda is 82 today, as is Football Hall of Famer Fred Biletnikoff, the great receiver for the Raiders, also 82. Comedian Aziz Ansari has 42 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.